This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Did you see the opening of last week's show? I know you did it just to be goofing, but I actually put it in there.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad that you kept it in the edit.
Wait, hang on. Here you go, folks. So.
Thanks.
When the cameras.
Hey, anytime he gets to make fun of me, he's going to totally take advantage of it.
I'm going to do that. And it is reciprocal. It works both ways, as they say. Both.
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 When do you stop saying both? It's when you're young, and at some point in the growth process, you discover
sometimes
the
I still
TH
do,
sound.
If I'm being honest, both. I get wound up.
You get both,
and I'll
both
be going
times?
Good. I'll be like, now both of us, and people are like, did you say both of us? Shut up.
So we're glad you're here.
Yes,
both of you.
Both of us.
Both of
all
us.
All both of you.
Both of y'all. So this
Gary
is
Chapman.
I'm Gary Chapman,
and I'm Scott Kutcher.
That's him. That's the guy, and this is Turbulent Truth, where we do what you don't want to do. We try to pay attention to the maniacs that are currently running our country
the and
pretending
asylum.
Pretending yeah. to run our country, along with their global buddies
that want
us to all be one big happy global family.
They do.
Just one happy global family.
And the key to all that is erase history. And then we can start over.
Absolutely.
We just rewrite it the way we want it.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
We will.
It's pretty interesting.
So, there's been so much fun happen this last week. We could, and we might to some degree, depending on what the old clock on the wall does, we could spend the entire time talking about Turning Point USA.
Oh, yeah.
Week.
That event
there
they
were
had
so,
was ridiculous.
Oh, so many amazing
And I didn't get
moments.
To see it all. I know you did.
Well, then
I
you're going to enjoy this.
Well, let's do it.
It's going to be an edumacation.
Why are you waiting?
Before we get there... This is going to go back, I think, two weeks, maybe 3 weeks ago. This happened, and I meant to use it, and I never did do it. And it's
Uh-oh.
I saw it again this morning, and it is so beautiful.
Okay.
We have to share it.
Okay.
You know, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, God. Oh, you're going to make me do the hair thing again.
You know what? You know what? When I tell people that I really want to reach out to the LGBTQ+AI-3 community...
-3.
I can do that honestly because I love Lindsey Graham and he's clearly gay, and that's fine. That's his choice. He can live that way, and it's not a big deal to me because that's between him and God, right?
I just thought
isn't
he was,
that the way it works?
I thought he was bi because he swings both ways.
Either way,
depending on you know what his views are of the day.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Republican. No, yeah. I'm Democrat. No, I'm Republican.
If you share a condo with Frank Luntz, you're gay. So. He went to a Trump rally in his home state of South Carolina thinking, hey, this dude's taking the world by storm again, and I better hop on this train or I'm going to get left. And as it turns out, the people in South Carolina are not idiots.
They don't like him.
They're not idiots.
No.
You have got to see his introduction and reception.
Okay.
This is the county he was born in.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh boy.
All right.
Oh boy. They just trying to drown out the booze with a song?
Welcome to Pickens.
You hear that sound? That's love.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
That's love.
That is love.
Thank you very much.
Where's the torches?
Thank you. Thank you.
Nervous laugh?
Mm-hmm.
Cute. Thank you all for coming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
Thank
Lord.
Thank you very, very much.
How does he stay
Thank
up there?
You. Thank you. Thanks a bunch.
Well, thank you. Thanks a bunch. You're the
well,
best booers I've ever heard.
He's trying to find anything.
Anything.
All right. Thank y'all.
And
thank you all very much.
You're welcome.
And the booze continue.
Welcome to Pickens County. A little bit about this county. Just calm down for a second. I think you'll like this.
Person screaming in the background.
Pickens County Pray has God more like Medal of Honor winners per capita than any place in the nation.
Okay, they get a few collapses.
And I'm gonna try to stand on their legs.
Yeah.
I live 15 miles down the road.
Or the prosthetic legs I helped them get when I sent them to war that they didn't need to go to.
Where people pay the taxes, fight the wars,
that I start,
and tell you what they believe.
Right now they're telling me what they believe. Get the freak off the stage.
That Donald Trump was a great president.
Yay!
So let me tell you a little bit about me and President Trump.
Oh gosh, here we go.
What's this?
What happened?
He thinks this isn't gonna work.
No.
I found common ground with President Trump.
No, you didn't.
It took a while to get there, folks. But let me tell you what happened. I come to like President Trump, and he likes himself.
Oh, jeez.
And we got that in common.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that didn't work.
No. No,
that did not work.
That just spurred him back on.
Become president of the United States.
Yep.
They
Let
love
me
him.
Tell you why I want to help President.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
gosh.
That didn't stop. They booed that
dude
the whole time.
Well,
the whole time.
I hope he gets the message.
You know, I went out to see my buddies. I think you've met a couple of them, the Love Song guys.
Oh, yeah.
Great, legendary Christian band. They went and played Mike Huckabee's show.
Okay.
And they wanted me to come out, so I did. And Lindsey Graham was a guest. And I was curious to see how Huckabee would handle him. And he kind of, honestly, I think he gave him way too much room, in my opinion.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, they were buddies back when, I guess, or whatever. I'm not pointing fingers at him. But he used that exact line,
of course he did,
word for word, and it got even in that very conservative audience kind of just a smattering of, yeah, okay, that's nice, Lindsey, that's great that you think that's cute. That dude is responsible in no small degree to starting and perpetuating more war and the building up of the military complex. I'm all for a strong military. That'd be crazy not to have one. But the perpetuation of situations, let's say, like if for instance Ukraine had an issue with their neighbor and something broke out and you wound up you and me and him and all of us sending Lord knows
lots of money.
Lord knows how many billions of dollars, much of it wasted. We send things over there. We send them military equipment and all that stuff. You know what they do with it? A lot of it, they sell it. They sell it to our enemies. Think about it. Same thing we did in Afghanistan. Anyway, he's the kind of guy that perpetuates that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he infuriates me as much as any politician breathing today. That guy. So I just kind of wanted to rub it in his face a minute that we see through your silliness.
Dude, you're done.
Yeah.
You're so done.
Well, Scott and I have something in common. I can't stand you. I just found out Scott can't stand you either. We're gonna bond a lasting friendship on this reality.
The fact that you are
a douche. Can you spell that?
You are the pimple on the booty of society. But anyways.
So Turning Point USA was quite
that
an
was
amazing thing. The Tucker Carlson,
him being the main guy interviewing, I mean, he just doesn't let up, and he knows
amazing.
How to get people in situations that they can't talk their way out of.
It was incredible. It's incredible. Let me show you this.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President. Have you? I know you're running for president. You are distressed that the Ukrainians don't have enough American tanks. Every city in the United States has become much worse over the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Drive around. There's not one city that's gotten better in the United States. And it's visible. Our economy has degraded. The suicide rate has jumped. Public filth and disorder and crime have exponentially increased. And yet, your concern is that the Ukrainians, a country most people can't find on a map, who've received tens of billions of U.S. tax dollars, don't have enough tanks. I think it's a fair question to ask, like, where's the concern for the United States in that?
Well, it's not my concern. Tucker, I've heard that routine from you before, but that's not my concern. I'm running for president of the United States because I think this country's in a lot of trouble. I think Joe Biden has weakened America at home and abroad.
So he goes into candid points.
Unbelievable, horrible response to a very good pointed question. You just saw whatever political career Mike Pence might have had spiral down the toilet. If he runs for school board in whatever town he lives in, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a good fight.
Yep.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Well, you know, and again, typical politics, let's sidestep it. Let's go straight to my candid pitch that I've rehearsed a million times.
Right.
Let's not tell the freaking truth. And I'm telling you, the best thing that's come out of all of this, in my opinion, is people are truly thirsty for truth now.
Absolutely.
Truly thirsty for it. Not a version of the truth, not a personal truth, the truth.
It's really interesting. We always loved it. Humans love the truth. We inherently want it. We do. Early on, we learn how to not tell it, and sometimes we get something for not telling it. A lie pays off one time.
Yeah.
And then you lie again, and it pays off again. And then you become a senator, and you lie for a freaking living.
There's that.
I'm just saying. But there is something in us that desires and thirsts for truth.
Absolutely.
We want it.
Well, and I believe it was built into us by God.
Yes, it was. That's why whether you do it now or not, you're going to at some point, you're going to realize your need for God because he is truth.
He is truth.
That's
period.
It.
End of story.
Yeah.
When you weigh everything against him, he's either the rock that you build upon or the rock that you break yourself against. There's no in between.
Ooh, I like that. I might steal that, actually.
Okay, well, go for it.
That's a song somewhere. So, Tucker was on a crazy roll. He did exactly that same thing to Asa Hutchinson, the former governor of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Who really annoys me. Good grief. He tries so hard to be so conservative, and he's so not at his core. I'm sorry.
He's a rhino?
Yes. And
we got sure about that.
We do. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Boop. Yeah, everybody should have one of those to wear during political season, I believe.
Very much so.
I think we're coming up on a sales period, we'd call that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we'd definitely call that a sales period, yes.
So Tucker was amazing. Granted, I'm a complete fanboy. He's so smart. He's clearly a godly man. He's made that very, very obvious now that he's out from under the constraints of whatever machine might have held him back. And he's got, I read it a couple days ago, the 10 videos that he has put out since Fox stupidly fired him. Best thing that ever happened to his life and career.
Oh, yeah. And to us.
He was at 461 million views.
Is that all?
He was averaging around 2 million people a night, sometimes 3 on a hot night.
Wow.
But come on, folks. 461 million views on 10 videos.
And what's important about that is he took a stand.
Yep.
He got crucified for it, so to speak. And here he's being lifted up, and he's now got a platform.
He told the
Jesus.
Truth and got paid for it.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. There's a great moment that he had when he took his turn to speak at Turning Point.
Oh.
Down in South Florida. Is his take on the Biden cocaine situation in the White House.
This ought to be good.
This is so good.
What'd you say?
Cocaine in the White House!
I don't know what, you know what, the thing about that story, it's just a mystery to me. No one was more shocked than I was. Are you serious? In the Biden White House, somebody left an 8-ball of cocaine. In a public, I was like, I said to my wife, that's just not in character, you know? I just don't believe it. It's clearly a setup. I went right back to Marion Barry, and I was like, somebody set you up. I'm serious. It was, you know what I mean? It was like, I'll stop with it. That was my favorite story of all time. Because it just explains all the behavior. really does. I worked in the media business for my whole life, so I know what the behavior looks like. But it's like crazed and grandiose. I've got a plan. You're not going to believe it. It's unbelievable. It's going to totally work. What we're going to do is we're going to totally rearrange everything, okay? We've been doing things a certain way for a long time, okay? And it's worked, but I've got a better plan. And that's their entire approach.
Oh, man.
I got a plan.
It's been working, but I've got a better plan. All right, and if you know anything about me, you know that I know what he's talking about. And it's so accurate and so spot on, his interpretation, shall we say, of someone who's had too much cocaine, which is any.
Anybody that's had any cocaine.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Okay, this will require a dirty word, but it's not a really bad one.
Okay.
Somebody asked Bill Cosby, who went on to kind of show himself, as we know. But back when we thought he was a sweet, fatherly type that loved children and people.
Yeah.
They asked him what he thought about cocaine in an interview. He said, you know, I had a friend of mine offer me cocaine, and I asked him, well, what's it going to do to me? You know, I don't want to just take something.
Right.
I want to know what's coming.
Of course.
What does it do to me? And he says, well, it will enhance your personality. And his response was, what if I'm an asshole?
You're just a bigger
just
one.
Just a bigger one. Okay. So a few of you got upset that, you know, I said that.
Well, what's really funny, though, is that you actually met him.
I did.
Yeah.
I have my own Bill Cosby story that I will not tell because it takes too long.
It takes too long, but you met him. So this isn't I saw it in the thing and it wasn't validated. You got to meet him and you went,
oh. No.
I had the
experience personally. Yes. And I'll tell that story someday. It's a good one.
It's a good story. Very good story.
So, Tucker just was incredible the entire week. He continually...
So the event, tell us a little bit about this. So it's a Turning Point event. What was it called? I can't remember.
Turning Point, hang on, it said it in this thing. Turning Point Action, I think was what they called this one. They do it a couple times a year. I think this is the big one that they have.
Okay.
And good grief, everybody and their dog is there. You should see at some point Trump's full speech there.
Well, why weren't we there?
It's phenomenal.
Why weren't we there?
We should have been there.
We should have been doing this there.
We really should. You know what? Next Turning Point, we're going to go.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Glenn Beck took his entire crew. We could take our entire crew.
Yeah, all two of us.
It's me and him. No, we could take our wives, you know, for makeup.
That's true.
Because Lord
knows.
And
as you can tell, we don't have any on now.
None.
So, yeah.
Zip.
Zero.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the Bannon, Steve Bannon, the War Room guy, like him, don't like him, I don't care. He annoys me with some regularity.
Yeah.
Me too. His interview style is very difficult because he's got a thing that he does when he wants to talk over you, which is a lot. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't just kind of try to gently get it. It's like, what, I mean, he literally does that. And it's really annoying to me as a communicator. It's like,
so as a guest, if I was on there, if I yelled out medic when he started doing that.
You should.
Medic!
You should.
Medic! He's stroking.
He's having a seizure. That would be hilarious. If I ever get interviewed with him, I'm stealing that. And if you ever do, you better do it. Because that's funny. Anyway, but the counter of that is that I listen to him all the time because the information is very valid, very, very much so. And it's marching orders for people like you and me and a lot of people that watch this. He's got the inside track on a lot of information ahead of the curve, right?
Yeah, hence so, why the attack on him personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this was a moment that he had at Turning Point that we should share, because he does not...
mince words?
He does not mince words at all.
We don't have time for a diversion. We need to be focused right now on the election apparatuses in Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, and to get behind Donald Trump and get serious about taking this country back. This is a crusade. This is a holy war against the deep state.
Hmm.
Donald Trump is our instrument for retribution. I don't want to hear Glenn Youngkin in a vest. I don't want to hear Kemp with his Georgia accent. I don't want to hear it. Donald Trump is our instrument for righteous indignation.
Hmm.
Wow. You know,
that is a bold statement.
That's a very bold statement. It is. It is. And he's got some things to say about what Trump's going to do as soon as he gets there that are pretty amazing. He's going to say he's going to release all the JFK assassination files, RFK, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King.
The question is this knowledge been shared with him, or is this him pontificating?
Oh, no. He knows. He knows. He knows. Yes. Yeah, I've heard a few people that do know. They're close enough. I mean, you think Trump hasn't seen all that information?
True.
He's seen it all.
Yeah, he would say it wasn't true.
They have pointedly said, you just won't believe it, basically. He, at one point in his Turning Point thing, he talks about the 25 CIA agents in China that were assassinated because some mole in the CIA gave the Chinese Communist Party their identities and names. Things like that? Yeah. We want to know about that.
Yeah.
Next time somebody talks about giving them more money to do whatever the heck it is they're doing, we want to know about that.
Exactly
stuff.
Right.
Truth is power. Knowledge is power. And if they go in there, and he says he's going to, if he goes in there and actually declassifies all this mystery stuff, right? And we know an informed populace is communist worst nightmare. It's the enemy, period's worst nightmare. It's the devil's worst nightmare for you to really know who Jesus is. He hates it.
Yeah.
Because if you know, you ain't scared of that worm anymore.
No.
Next time he shows up in your mind, in your life, you go, oh, it's just you.
Get out.
Leave.
And you know, I'm going to add a little caveat to that statement that knowledge is power. Knowledge is potential power unless you act on it.
Mm.
It's there for your taking. But if you don't act, you're just know something, you do nothing about it. You just sit there. I can know everything I need to know about Jesus. If I don't take opportunities that are given to me by God in moments to profess what I believe in a way that is bold and unapologetic, but yet not polarizing, then that is on me. I have not done what I'm supposed to do with this immense potential power that's been bestowed on me through knowledge and truth. And those two things go hand in hand, because truth is the core of real knowledge. You have a lot of narratives that are being pushed instead of knowledge.
Yeah.
And being claimed that it's knowledge.
They took a poll in Turning Point, the straw poll for the presidential election, shocker, Trump won, with 85% of the vote. Guess who came in second? In that very, very conservative, very knowledgeable crowd of a lot of evangelical Christians, Vivek Ramaswamy.
I like that guy. I'm telling you right now.
I get it.
I'm telling you right now, and I know your wife aligns with me on this, he is the vice presidential candidate to help Trump win.
Okay.
I'm telling you. And the reason being is he is the calming side and the more logical and less emotional side of Trump. Trump's an action guy.
You're right.
He's a strategy guy. You put an action guy and a strategy guy together, you have got something good. Yeah. You just do.
You're exactly right. And you're right. My wife a while back said, have you been paying attention to Vivek Ramaswamy? I said, no, I don't want to support anybody whose last name I can't pronounce. And then I went to the trouble to figure out how to do it, and now I'm good. Now I'm good. Because he is on point a whole lot with his thoughts and his actions. Then she said something to me just 2 or 3 days ago,
okay.
this conversation.
Okay.
She said, here's why he's the perfect running mate.
Oh, I want to hear this.
With independence and young people.
Oh, he's popular.
He's super crazy popular.
Yeah.
He will bring that vote. Because they will look at him and go, okay, yeah, we're gonna endure Trump for 4 years, and then that's going to be our president in 2020.
Yeah, that's our guy.
That's the way they'll think
about
it.
Yeah, well, that's the way they should think about it.
And that would be a, oh, man, I don't know how much you can cheat to beat that, because it would be a wave of support.
Yeah, it would.
Undeniable wave.
Well, if we shut down the border, we might have a chance.
Yeah. But
I mean, it's the new gerrymandering, right? I mean,
that's exactly what
they're rewriting things to get as many uneducated voters to vote.
But they're assuming they're all going to vote Democrat.
I know, isn't that interesting?
Which
a lot of my Latin friends are not Democrat.
When they go to talk to their Latin and Black friends, or whatever ethnic they may be drawn to, there's going to be a whole lot of those people say, listen, I know you're new in town. Let me give you a little heads up. Those people are lying to you.
Yeah, yeah.
They're lying to you. They brought you here so you would keep them in power so they could control you.
Welcome to the new free slavery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a great phrase. Free slavery. Okay. So.
Full of them today.
Speaking of. Presidential politics.
What? You act like we're going into that season or something.
Yeah, sort of. Roger Stone, who I don't know. I've never met him.
No.
Everybody thinks he's crazy.
He's a little crazy.
I don't know. I've never met him. I know what I see. I know what I hear.
Okay, from perception. Let me back up.
Yes.
From a perceptional standpoint, he seems a little off the rocker.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't think he is. They like him. He likes the persona of you thinking he's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I, for one, understand that. I'm serious. I loved the persona earlier in life of being just a wild man, a danger freak, right?
Yeah.
The flying and the skydiving and all the stuff.
That you did.
I loved people thinking that I was nuts. He's crazy. The dude will do anything, right?
Sure, yeah.
I perpetuated that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
When, in fact, I was very, very careful. Always. Always. And but I loved people thinking that. I believe the guy like this loves you thinking he's nuts.
Probably.
It puts him at a tremendous advantage when navigating.
Because you'll dismiss him. Well, not just dismiss him. What you also do is if you're like me and you want truth, you're going to really watch him.
Yeah.
You're not going to just glance over a video of his. You're going to really dig in and go, okay, I'm going to replay that part. What did he say there?
Regarding presidential politics in 2024, he spoke at the Turning Point thing as well.
Now, as a veteran of many years in American politics, I'm going to tell you something somewhat shocking. Joe Biden will not be the nominee of the Democratic Party in 2024.
Okay.
Kamala Harris will briefly become president. Ooh. But the only way in their party they can replace a woman of color is with another woman of color. And yes, you heard it here first. The Democratic nominee for president will be Michelle Obama.
Wow.
They have already rigged their primaries. The reason that they have canceled the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary is to put South Carolina, a state where a majority of the Democratic primaries are primary voters, are African Americans. And they will allow Gavin Newsom to purchase the vice presidential nomination, but the Obamas will hold him up for $600 or $800 million to do so. You heard it here first. When Steve Bannon says it in 3 weeks, remember I said it first.
Okay. First of all, that's
pretty funny, actually.
Pretty funny and pretty accurate, I would say. Okay, I have said it for quite a while.
I know, yeah.
That I think
they're positioning
it. Is being positioned.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
So then we'll have Patrick Ewing as our president.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm telling you, shaving, put a wig.
I don't know that we've ever had a president that can dunk, and I think that's probably a good thing.
I guarantee Michael, I mean, Michelle can do it.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's articulate, and you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. So.
I really hope they're getting our humor.
They are. Yeah, they're both.
Also, there's not some 80-year-old in Texas going, Mom, did you hear these crazy guys on here?
There may be. There may be, but they're watching. But so
that's all that matters. Yeah.
No, I
and
think.
Please tell all your friends.
You know what?
Long ago,
I decided that I was just going to be me. Obviously, you did the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's really okay if you don't get it, if you don't like me, if you. I don't care. I don't. I mean, yeah. I care.
I care about you.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
I don't care whether or not you like me.
Oh, I'll be. I will hold the door open and pick up your groceries when you drop them every time. But I don't care. If you think I'm funny or smarter.
You may not get the groceries back, but he'll pick them
up. I will run as soon as I pick them up, because they're expensive.
Ooh, man, look at that. He's got some good stuff.
So, all of this confusion, all of this up in the air feeling that we have about life is completely understandable. I know you feel that way, and it's okay. It's okay to have that feeling. It is not okay to wallow in it.
No.
Because there is hope.
Yes.
You were telling me about a book that I think I need to read. Tell me about this.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh. So I'm typical feeds coming into YouTube, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes I do what I call the roulette feed.
Yeah.
Where I go, okay, God.
Just spin it. Yeah.
Yep. Show me what I'm supposed to watch today. And I go, brrr. And I'm telling you, almost every single time it stops on something that's pertinent to something I'm struggling with, or a friend is, or this world is. And a lot of the times lately, it's landing on Peterson.
Yes.
It is.
Have you seen his thing on Sound of Freedom? He interviews Caviezel.
And we'll get into that in a minute. Tim. We'll definitely get into that in a minute. But it landed, and it's this gentleman, Eric Metaxas, mm-hmm. Is that how we say his
Metaxas,
name?
Metaxas, it is.
I butcher names. That's just my thing, just so y'all know.
Yeah, he's good. He's very good.
Butchering the English language. Ask my daughter. She can't stand it. she's going to go to college for communication. We'll leave it at that. So I'm watching it, and he's talking about his first book, Bonhoeffer, which I'd heard of and I was going to get, and then he mentions this one. And he says, this is a letter to the American church. And what I'm hoping to do here is wake them up so we don't reproduce the same result that Nazi Germany did. And that's what caught my attention. I said, like, whoa, what do you mean Nazi Germany?
Mm-hmm.
18,000 preachers were asked to unite against the Nazi party.
Right.
6,000 took a stand, the rest went along.
Oh.
And it's believed that because the rest went along, that's how they started to persecute the six.
Sure.
Then shrank to three that stood on the principle, and those three were persecuted heavily, and a lot of them died.
Wow.
So he shows the parallel between where we are now as a church, in the American church,
yep.
And then, and it is eerily parallel.
I get it.
Eerily parallel. So I say this because I think that we got to continue to listen to people that are standing on principle. He lost a complete show and had one of the biggest shows on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Didn't take down a freaking video like they do us. Took down the show.
It's
just
gone.
Like, you're out of here. And he just doesn't stop. He continues to write books. He continues to speak on it. He's professed his faith over and over. And that's what we're all being called to. It's not about running out in the streets and screaming in people's faces. It's about standing on your principles in the face of evil to the point where you're willing not to back down even to death. And that is something that all of us have to ask ourselves. Are we really that devoted?
Well, if you don't ask yourself that question now,
you'll be forced to later.
You're not going to have time to think about it when it gets asked.
You're going to be forced to later.
So you need to answer that question now and stick to it. That's it. This is not a decision you want to make in the heat of battle. It's not.
And if you don't know what you believe...
Well, the fear will overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you're not quite sure, if you're one of those Christians that you've danced around your whole life, not only dig into it, find the organizations that have done none of the woke stuff. that have stood up during the pandemic.
Yep.
Those are the great starting points, are the churches that have done that
yep.
and realize they're just as flawed as we are, and they're figuring out, but they're standing on the biblical principles that God is calling us all to stand on.
There you go. That's it.
So this book has really got me captivated.
I love it.
I mean, it's like, holy cow. And I'm listening, you know, I'm a book on tape guy because I travel so much, and I'm listening to it, and I'm like, okay, now I need the physical copy to highlight as I listen.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's just so good.
You know, I've got a buddy that does all of the PR work for his books.
Why am I not surprised?
It's one of his clients.
Can I get one
signed? Eric Metaxas. I was about to offer.
I want to meet
him. It doesn't mean as much now that you said, please, can I have one?
I'm 52. Time's running out, man.
Okay, you're right.
It's the end of the world. It's coming. It's coming.
Okay. I'm on it. I'm going to get one for me as well. So that's the only reason I won't forget it, because I want one too.
You know, it's all about you and it's all about me.
Yes. I'm so concerned with what affects you if it affects me. So,
and you know, in the middle of all of it, all this amazing things are happening. So pressure creates diamonds. We all know that. And God allows pressure to happen.
Yes,
so we become his diamond. Okay. Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
Did you see his thing where he just, his hair's all disheveled and he comes out and he's just like, it's good and it's evil. And you're going to see a difference in the blaze. And we're changing. We're going from a message of warning. I felt like God was telling me to warn. And he's just telling what God told him to do. Warning everyone to a message of hope. And I'm going, man.
Yeah.
The amount of people being transported into almost a new dimension of faith.
Yes,
is the way I'm looking at it.
It's exactly what it is.
It's like Tucker, him. And it's not just the influential. It's all of us that are being transported. The problem is that we're like, that thing looks weird. I don't know if I want to step on that platform that's going to transport me over there.
Yeah.
Or now I have to say what I believe, because here's the sad fact. All this leads to the statement. Do you know what you really believe? Are your beliefs transferred from mom, dad, and environment, friends, and family? Or did you take those beliefs that were transferred to you, and did you really go out in the world to find out, are they true? Because if you haven't done that, I'm really going to be praying that you do, because we all have to do that. I have a 17-year-old daughter, and she's getting ready to go through an interesting exercise. Since she's homeschooled, we created a curriculum called What Do You Believe? And the whole curriculum is, you have to articulate what you believe and take us to source material to prove it, not an opinion or an opinion, and there must be a tie back to the Bible somewhere. And so the first one starts off with, who is God to you?
Whoa.
So, who is God to you? Figure that out and you'll go on the right path.
Okay.
Sorry, I just felt the Holy Spirit.
I'm sure I've got another funny video I can. No.
That I just was... felt like the Holy Spirit's like.
No, you know? That's exactly correct. So, you're 100% on point. Very, very good.
So that's where I'm at too. What's great is it forces the whole family to go through it.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. Can I get a copy of that curriculum?
We might actually make a board game out of it.
I think you should.
We've talked about it.
You should do that.
Making it a board game.
Yeah.
So
have everybody around a table weeping. I like that.
We are a game family. Last night we did Live Your Wage by Ramsey.
So
it's
really?
Like Monopoly. Yeah. And man, and Spencer smoked us all.
Did he really?
He's Mr. Saver and delegation and yeah.
That's hilarious.
He smoked every one of us. I mean, he was done literally 10 minutes before the rest of us were. Because we always try to get number two, right?
Sure.
Just keep going to see who would have been second.
Right.
Another 10, 15 minutes later before we figured it out.
Wow.
That's how much ahead of him he was.
I don't doubt it. He's a smart kid.
Yeah, he's a good roller too. Good rolling. Taking him to Vegas.
So you had something to interject about Sound of Freedom.
So that whole thing, again, Peterson in the interview in Sound of Freedom.
Okay, so you have seen that interview with both of them?
So y'all, I did not yet. I saw part of it.
Okay.
I didn't see the whole thing. Because you know how I always get interrupted with this stuff. It drives me nuts, but it's my life right now. What I wanted to say was I went and saw the film. So Cindy and I went and saw the film.
Oh.
And you know my rant about Rolling Stones and everything. He lied.
Mm-hmm.
You're bearing false witness against your neighbor. Repent now, Mr. Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. He flat out lied. There was never any mention of anything to do with organ harvesting or doing the blood after they've used them up. None of that occurred. There's so much that's a lie in there that it needs to be redacted. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you right now, yes, could they have possibly did anything different? Yeah, there's some things they could have done maybe different, but as content goes, it's a 10. And as a film, it was a 7.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty critical of films.
Yeah, very.
So 90, I thought it was phenomenal.
It was 99, but I think it actually, I don't know how this happens. It got to 100 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's unheard of. That doesn't happen.
It doesn't.
You know why they did that, right? It wasn't in the movie. Have you seen Caviezel actually on with Bannon? Dude, he goes there.
Right.
He goes there. He goes to the organ harvesting.
He goes to the truth. The
adrenochrome, all of the pieces of that horrible, horrible story.
World.
That they didn't show in that movie.
But that's the point. He took something out of something else and wrote it like it was in the movie. It was totally taken out of context.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't.
So,
but Caviezel is putting that information out there along with a lot of other people.
Because it's the truth.
Exactly.
The truth
because
is...
Because they're doing that, the darkness has got to respond however they can. Yeah.
Of course. The truth is, and this is it's the one scene in the movie, there's so many times I'm starting to, and I'm angry.
Yeah.
I'm getting angry. My wife is getting upset and anxious. I'm getting pissed.
Well, I was sad because I hate to see kids, you know, suffer, and that whole thing is just very depressing. Your father losing his children. Oh, very, very sad. And then when I get angry, you know what I do? I cry.
Me too.
If I ever get in a fight with you and I start crying, you better run because I got no control anymore.
There's nothing left. Yeah, I get it.
And so I had the combo. It was...
Oh, it was an emotional...
Yeah.
I mean, holy cow, it was crazy. But it was so good because it does raise so much awareness. And... what I'm looking forward to is when they come out and they've already started doing interviews and saying, besides seeing the movie, the next steps of how you can help are. And it starts with praying.
Yeah.
At the first, to guard these guys, to send angels, to unveil all the evil. But man, these kids are just great actors.
Yeah, they are.
Both of them were just like, oh my God. All of them were good, but those two, oh my gosh. Just their
one
looks
thing that was true.
Phenomenal.
That little medal that if you haven't seen the movie, you'll understand when you see it.
And I knew what it was right away.
That the little boy hands. What are the odds of that having his name on it, Timoteo? What are the odds? Oh.
So let's have fun. Let's have fun. Let's
God odds.
Yeah.
That's the odds.
Those are the odds. Yes. God odds. It's unbelievable. But of course, Mr. Rolling Stone was like, what are the odds that somebody just happened to... Shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
He's an idiot.
Because he doesn't believe in God. That's the problem.
Yeah, when you get... nothing's more entertaining to me than an atheist talking about God.
You know, God believes in atheists.
He does.
That's another good shirt.
Another great shirt. We have so many at turbulenttruth.com. It's up there on the thing the whole time.
Yeah, not...
So, The Sound of Freedom...
It was phenomenal.
It is now after
go see it.
Two weekends. They're just over 85 million...
Yeah,
they'll be over 100 million by the time you see this.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing.
Amazing feat.
That says that this country does have a lot of good people in it because they're telling each other, you got to see this because it's good and it's true and it's something that matters and we're responding to it. That's good.
Seems like the only people not wanting to rally around it are the ones that are rallying around darkness.
Yeah. No, it's just getting very clear. It's getting very, very clear.
It is.
Those gray lines that a lot of us lived in, I did. A big chunk of my life, I could be considered somewhere gray-ish. I believed, I was there, I was also embracing, you know, and I want everybody to understand. Okay, well, and I still feel that way, but the times are forcing us to pick a side. They are. It's wheat and chaff. Wheat, chaff. You're going to get blown away or you're going to become the bread of life.
And it's good and evil side. That's it. Don't confuse it for political crap or anything.
No, it's good
or evil. Period. End of story.
No.
That's the sides we're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, there are no good Democrats, but still, I didn't say that out loud. I didn't mean that. I actually do have Democrat friends that are going to be in heaven with me.
Oh, absolutely.
But even they, these days, are having to go...
Exactly.
Sorry.
Just know at the end of the day, you're a Christian. You're not a Republican Christian. You're not a Democratic Christian. You're not using an adjective to change the meaning of the noun.
No.
You are a Christian.
I'm not a Republican.
Period.
Are you a Republican?
No, I'm a Senator. I'm like Jesus. I'm a centrist.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
I know what I stand on. Stand on those principles, and I'm hoping to pull people together from both sides. That's just kind of where I'm at.
Well, for me, it started ironically with JFK.
Mm.
I remember asking my father if he voted for him.
Really?
At six, I was concerned.
Really?
With whether or not my dad voted for Kennedy.
Wow.
And he said, yes, I did. I said, well, isn't he like the other side?
Isn't you know,
because
like,
he was getting a lot of grief for being a Catholic.
Well, I was going to say, isn't he a Catholic?
You know, a Catholic. And my dad said, I believe he's the best man. And I don't care what party it is. I try to vote for the best person for the position. So
That's it.
And that stuck.
That's what you should be.
That's who I am.
Yep, me too. Well, you know what?
What?
I think we've gone as far as we can go.
We can, but we're going to show again
show?
Sound of Freedom. It's yep. such a beautiful video.
It
it's
is.
Such a beautiful song.
It is.
I want you to be reminded to see the movie if you haven't.
Yes, please.
If you have, go online and pay it forward for somebody else to
Bingo.
See the movie.
You can buy tickets on angel.com and you actually can pass it forward to the next person, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, we both kept saying angelsplural.com yeah, last week, but I had angel.com down there the whole time as it is now.
Well,
so
I prefer multiple angels personally. That's just me.
Yeah, but that's not going to get you to the right website.
That's true. That's true. Well, yeah. Just pay attention to what we type, not what we say.
Don't listen to what we say. See what we type. Well,
just don't correct my grammar.
We'll be here next week to continue our craziness, and we want to see you here with us because it's fun. We have a good time.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be Gary Chapman.
I'm still going to be Scott Kutcher.
And I will promise you the truth is going to continue to be quite turbulent.
Indeed.
Pues ahí se los encargo mucho. My way through the night,
find your peace of mind. I won't leave.